Joe Smith time at 7:46 here on a disastrous Thursday morning. Thank God Keith's here.
I'm helping a lot.
You got one leg to drive with, and it sounds like it. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
How you doing?
I have no clue.
Keith, it's great hearing your voice, son.
Thank you, Joe. Great hearing you on the radio, too.
Well, you know.
And you've had a lot of Joe lately.
That's right.
We've had a busy...
Great having you back in the saddle, my friend.
Thank you.
Smitty?
Glass?
You were treated to some career highs last night. One on the glass, one off the glass. 38 for Yogi. I don't know what the official stats are. That's why I'm waiting on you. I saw a bunch of different numbers and heard a bunch of different numbers after the game that I'm reading in places today. So I'm going with the official man of IU basketball, whose job is to make sure the stats are perfect. The Hoosiers improved to 7-3 on the year. It was a walk in the park for the last 30 minutes, as it should be, defeating IPFW 90-65. And Joe Smith was there to see it all. Tell us what you saw, pal.
Well, I tell you, 40 more minutes into the book, and for the second straight game, a defensive shutdown of the opponent, IPFW, falling 90-65 on Wednesday night. IU now has allowed the last two opponents just 33% combined shooting, as the Mastodons fared no better than Morehead State, shooting less than 35% Wednesday night. IPFW's last lead was 18-17, 31-27 at the 7:23 mark, and then a Hoosier 13-2 run, and that was going to be it, as the Hoosiers used Coach Tom's three E's, edge, energy, and execution, buoyed, of course, by career nights from Troy Williams, 19 boards and 5 blocks, and Yogi Farrell's 38-point effort to win number 7 on the season. The D held the Mastodons to only 2 of 16 shooting the final 7:54, leading at half by 14. That lead actually expanded to 23 at 69-46 on a Robert Johnson triple at 11:04 to play. RJ was 5 of 5 from 3-point range. That tied a career high. 16 points on the night, 13 deflections in 22 minutes, the closest IPFW got the rest of the way was 14. Max Spielfeld getting dialed in at both ends of the court for a second straight game, 11 points, 8 rebounds in 19 minutes. He now has scored 23, his last two, hitting 10 of 12 from the field, and as Coach Tom told us in the post game, when he was at the offensive end, the Hoosiers hit 20 of 33, and then at the other end, defensively, IPFW, a paltry 7 of 27. And it was timely because James Blackman Jr. played only 9 first-half minutes, saddled with 3 personal fouls, and wound up with only 4 points in 17 total minutes. The Hoosiers scored 39 points in the paint, but gave away 20 points on 17 turnovers, really the only mar on otherwise a decent 40 minutes last night. McNeese State, a one-time winner, drilled on the road last night by Louisiana Lafayette, 97-64. They come in Saturday night. Don't forget the earlier tip, 6:30 on the Big Ten Network. It was 90-65 Wednesday night over IPFW. And we'll have more on Troy and Yogi's career nights a little bit later today. Decent NFL football game tonight on the airwaves. Minnesota 8-4, the Cardinals of Arizona 10-2. Coverage begins here on the airwaves at 8. High school wrestling last night, Mike Runyon's South Panthers, an easy win. On the road at Greenwood, 54-17, little high school basketball action for the girls. North and South both home. Cougs welcome in Franklin. North and South tries to extend the winning streak. They run up against Center Grove. Both of these teams are 4-3. Both of those girls' varsity games go tonight at 7:30.
And, Smitty, you've got high school hoops tomorrow night, South unranked. That's just probably the bushes they'd like to hide in when they want to go up and ambush number 6 Southport tomorrow night, the Conference Indiana opener.
Well, the Cardinals are 5 and the coaches 6, I see now, in the AP poll where I vote. And, South is out of the top 25 for the first time in 12 years. So
I was going to ask you that. I know it's been had been some time since that's happened, but this will be the 3rd and 3 in a row on the road. Is that right?
Yeah, this is the 3rd of 3, and it's an important one, obviously, playing the defending conference champions and playing them at the Southport Fieldhouse. Forgot what I was going to say.
Well, they got good players, Scruggs and Joy Burke on that team, that's going to be a tough ask for anybody this year.
They were 23. Oh, I know what I was going to say. It's an important game it's the Conference Indiana opener.
Exactly.
How's that?
That's good.
Yeah.
And it's not round robin like perhaps the Big Ten or where you play some teams twice. You only get one shot at these, and you got to go on the road. It's a tough place to do it. And North will have the home court advantage as they welcome in a ranked opponent on Saturday night.
Yeah, Evansville Wrights up to number 4. They're off to a 2-0 start. Wrights riddled them last year down at Evansville. And
Wrights riddled everybody last year, Joe. Let's be fair.
They are pretty good. They are pretty good.
Their average margin of victory last year was...
That'll be a tough one for the Cougs. Cougs go on the road tomorrow night. They play at Perry Meridian to open up conference play.
Good. So a busy conference night tomorrow night. We'll have it all starting with Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
7:30 tip-off. And Bob Lovell after the game. Is that we back to normal with Bob?
Oh, yeah. We had him last week.
Good.
Yeah, he's back and back at it.
Good, good, good. Well, last week I checked out early because of the big blowout win at BNL, right? South
right.
hit everything in sight, shot it great, and then struggled, got a little cold on Saturday. So back-to-back weekends here consecutively, and we hope our local teams get up and rolling. Michigan State's number 1 in the country, Joe. They handled Maryland Eastern Shore quite easily. Number 2, Kansas. Number 5, Kentucky. And those who make boilers easy winners last night in the top.
Jay, Purdue and Michigan State, both 10-0 now.
Yep, and the Boilermakers, convincing winners, 93-55. Michigan State held Maryland Eastern Shore, Joe, to 35 points in 40 minutes.
Yeah.
That's doing it on both ends of the floor there. All right, you mentioned NFL football tonight. Check. We'll keep an eye on the Colts injury report moving forward there. It looked like a MASH unit as they get ready for Jacksonville. We'll have pregame noon on Sunday for the Colts as they look to keep their hands on at least a share of first place in the AFC South. Houston gets the Patriots on Sunday Night Football, Joe. So if the Colts can put a little pressure on them, you hope New England will be upset after losing 2 straight and take it out on the Texans Sunday night. Great stuff as always at 8:45.
Alrighty.
We'll dive inside the numbers. And thanks for putting that McNeese State score out there. That makes my Saturday plans of what I'm going to do a lot easier to figure out. And we'll get caught up at 8:45.
We'll see you then.
Have a good one, Joe.
All righty, Keith.
There's one name and one name only I trust with IU basketball. It's Joe Smith. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
How we doing, Keith? Good morning
again.
Good
morning.
Record-setting night last night for Troy Williams and Yogi Ferrell, but it's the team that gets the accolades this morning. But let's get inside the box score. Look at some of those performances in a 90-65 Hoosier romp.
Only fitting that he scored the game's final 8 points en route to that career 38 Yogi Ferrell tossed in last night, putting the finishing touches on that 90-65 romp of IPFW in the Assembly Hall. IU's 100th win, by the way, since the start of the 2011-12 campaign. The 38 points, the most by a Tom Crean-era player, falling just 4 points shy of tying Steve Alford's Assembly Hall record of 42. And as Coach Tom told us in the post game, when Yogi is pushing the pace and his defense, good things happen. Well, they did. And Coach embellished Troy Williams' career night of 19 rebounds and 5 blocks, saying he was absolutely obsessed with the glass. He was. Most boards since Cody Ziller ripped down 19 against Central Connecticut State 3 years ago. But back to Yogi for a second, his 5 assists last night pushed him over 500 in his career. He's got 502 and counting, now third best all-time, passing Tom Coverdale last night. He also had 5 rebounds, didn't miss any of his 10 free throws as the Hoosier shot a season best, 23 of 30, almost 76%. In Indiana 4, a 7th time this year, plus 50% from the field, 5-1-8. The winning aggregate last night. You know, you had a feeling at halftime that both Hoosier centerpieces were going to have solid evenings. Yogi had 17 points at the break. Troy had one more rebound, 13, than the entire Mastodon team in the opening 20 minutes. Indiana tied a season high with 51 boards, 51-28. The advantage there. So the two-game momentum spanning 80 minutes now is building, a combined 33% field goal against average against the last two foes, which shouldn't take a hit this Saturday night as a very struggling McNeese State outfit comes in. 97-64 losers at Louisiana Lafayette last night. Tip-off, don't forget, on the McCracken court at 6:30. will man up to make a difference, a huge fundraiser for Jeff Baldwin and the crew at the Bloomington Boys and Girls Club, lifts off tonight at 6, an inspirational message and evening with former Hoosier football coach, the winningest football coach in Indiana football history, Bill Mallory. Tonight at 6, little dinner, live auction afterwards over there on South Lincoln. We wish him well. Anthony Thompson, wife Ellie, Bill and Ellie being flown up for the event tonight. Fred Glass with remarks. Oh, I tell you, there's going to be some big-time motivating tonight from the Malman. Proceeds from the event will support the Boys and Girls Club's Passport to Manhood program, which engages young men and women in discussions that, well, reinforce character and leadership and positive behavior. And I know Coach Mal will deliver all of that and then some. You can check out late avails, ticket-wise, bgc.bloomington.org.
And a great event and a great cause, as you mentioned, Joe. We've got a busy night in girls' high school hoops. We'll get recapped on that tomorrow morning. We'll get previews for the high school doubleheader we have on the airwaves starting tomorrow night with South. North plays at home on Saturday night, South on the road tomorrow. NFL football, Minnesota's at Arizona tonight. Pacers are in action tomorrow night. So we'll get after it tomorrow morning twice. Chuck Crabb will be here, Julie Warren, and we'll talk to you coming up tomorrow morning.
Big Show Friday. Looking forward to it, Glass.
Part of it, buddy, and we appreciate your time.
All righty.
The morning after IU Hoops with Joe Smith. Busy program, Keith. We'll thank Joe's sponsors, and Keith and I will try to shoehorn it all in before 9 o'clock.